Well, if any of you follow along with these little pastor's perspective notes that I put out every week, you'll know that from this last week that my mind has been on the notion of time. Specifically with summer having come to a close from a school year perspective, starting back up, you know, it seems like time flies now. And the older I get, the faster it goes. And I look over here and my oldest daughter, Jordan, who is a senior in high school this year, it was 12 years ago that she wasn't. And her sister, Catherine, 13 years ago, I remember very clearly the day she was born, holding her in my arms, praying with this new little tiny child who's not so little anymore. I mean, from a perspective of time, time has flown by. And that's kind of important for us to keep in mind. And now, time doesn't always go fast. There are times when time seems to go slow. Like when I'm in a hurry and I'm ready to go out the door and Jan's not ready. Time seems to go really slowly then while I'm waiting for her so that we can go. But here's another way. There's a time when time goes both ways. Have you ever noticed that when you were driving to some place for the first time and you've got instructions and you've got to pay attention to know where you've got to turn and you're reading street names and you're making sure you don't miss a turn, it seems like it takes a little bit longer. But then when you're going home, you're going the same route, but you don't have to think so much. Exactly the same trip, just done in reverse. It's just you know where you're going then, and it's slower. Our understanding of time changes, which is interesting because time doesn't change. I mean, when you think about it, time is a function of creation. It's science. If you look in the Bible, there was day and there was night the first day. Somebody paid attention and they realized the sun is going to be in the same location a certain period later than now, as the earth rotates around. You know, when it first happened, people just realized they thought that the sun was rotating around the earth. They didn't realize that it was the earth that was actually rotating itself. They figured that out. But everybody understood that a day was the amount of time it took to have the sun back in the same location relative to the horizon. They figured that out. And so we have a day. Now, I think it was the Babylonians a little bit later on that said, we can divide a day into sections of minutes and seconds and hours. That all came a little bit later on when you had a day. And then somebody realized that, well, if you watch long enough, there are these 365 of these rotations before we come back to the same time of the year and a season. And so all of a sudden you had years. And in making these observations, you had the building blocks of time, the fundamental measurements. And they are the realities that we all deal with. We all have a day. It starts, it ends, it starts again. We have the same number of seconds in every minute. We have the same number of minutes in every hour. We have the same number of hours in every day. You throw in weeks, and that's a little odd because you don't have the same number of weeks in a year. It's a little off. You throw in months, and months have different days. But the reality is you have marked dates and times that you know, and they all fit in, and it's all natural, and it's observable. And when you think about your lives, your lives all have a biological beginning. That moment where an egg is fertilized and it starts growing, you have biologically begun. Now, chronologically, we don't catalog the date of your birth until you have exited the womb and you have come out as that newborn child. And so you have life that is then started. And it doesn't really matter if somebody was paying attention on a calendar and marked those times. You started then. It just so happens that we have birth certificates. So in most of this world, the day that you are born is recorded and well known. And your life has a beginning. And when you get to the end of your biological and chronological life that happens to coincide, then they'll mark that too, and you'll have a death certificate. And so you'll know the days that you had on earth, when you began and when you ended. Physical time is manifested that way. It's captured in cold, hard reality on a tombstone, from this date to that date. But the interesting thing about the physical reality of time is that from our perspective, it passes at different rates. Think about this. When you are a 10-year-old, 1 year represents 10% of your life. When you're 50 years old, 1 year represents 2% of your life. It goes faster as you get older. And so our perceptions of how fast time goes and our perceptions of the reality of time can cause problems physically. I'm going to call myself out on this because I do this all the time. When I was in my early 20s, I was very athletic. I spent a lot of time working out. If needed to, I could pick up 500 pounds. Fortunately, I didn't need to do that too often, but I could. The problem is, because life now passes in the blink of the eye, in my mind, that was just yesterday that I could do that. Now, I know realistically I can't still do that, so I make some adjustments. I know I'm a little bit older. I know I'm a little bit softer, so maybe I shouldn't try to lift 500 pounds. That doesn't mean I'm smart. Earlier this year, I hurt my arm because I picked up the front end of my riding lawnmower. I could do that 10 years ago. I don't know what happened. Why did it cause me such a problem to do it this past summer? Yesterday, I was walking the dog early in the morning and a tree had fallen down across school road. Well, I just reached out and grabbed the tree and pulled it out of the road because I wanted people to get by. My back said, "You are a moron." You see, when we fail to properly understand the concept of time in the physical world, it can cause problems for us. The difficulty for us, though, is that time doesn't exist solely in the physical realm. There's a spiritual component to it. If you look at the very first words of the Bible, "In the beginning, God." Before there was this physical world where there was the sun and the earth and things rotating around one another to give us this understanding of time, there was God. In the beginning of John's Gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning." We know that Jesus was before time, as we understand it in the physical world. If you look at Jeremiah, God says to Jeremiah, "Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you." Now remember, we just said that physically, time for us, whether it starts biologically or chronologically, it starts in the womb. And so if there was a time before the womb that God knew you, that means that there was a time before time that God knows you. There is a spiritual component to you that God can know that isn't impacted by how many days the earth revolves around the sun. He knew you before you were constrained by time in the physical sense. And so if we fail to understand this, if we fail to grasp it, there's a spiritual piece to us, there's a problem. And so as you look through Scripture and you see our reading for today, you see Peter saying, "With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day." A lot of what Scripture references has very little to do with our physical time and more to do with getting us to understand the spiritual side of things. And I see this presented pretty well with two seemingly contradictory statements by Jesus. In John chapter 10, verse 10, he says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Okay. So in order for us to live life as God intended us to live it, to the full, abundantly, it involves following Jesus. He came so that we could have that abundant life. But then he says this, For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. So in order for us to have the life that God meant for us to have, this abundant, full life, we have to lose our life. How does that make sense? Because when our physical life ends, when that last breath, that last heartbeat, that last rhythm in our brain expires, and they write on the death certificate that our days have ended, how could we live abundantly beyond that? That doesn't make sense, does it? Well, it doesn't if all you can think about is time in relationship to our physical presence. But Jesus very clearly says that in order for you to have abundant life, you have to be willing to let go of your life. He's saying there's so much more to this. If you focus only on what you see physically, you will have missed it. If a day can be like 1,000 years, but the longest you live is 100, what happens to the other 900 years? You're meant to live those in the presence of the Lord. And the only way you do that is if you properly understand that the physical time that you have, you've been given to ensure that you have the spiritual time with the Lord. The difficulty that we have is that's not how we tend to spend our physical time. We know that our days are short. We know that as we get older, the end is coming quicker. And there are so many things we want to do, so many places we want to see. We want to experience grandkids in their fullest. We want to go on the trip of a lifetime. We want to celebrate a 50th anniversary. There's so many things that we want to do that we're focused on that are things that are all constrained by the physical nature of time. And we are exhorted time and time again to let go of the things of this earth and to focus on the spiritual. And so the challenge for all of this, and this is where I want to go with this, and this is where I'm wrapping up with this, is when you seek to use your physical time, are you using it to further things of the physical world that will all fall away, that will perish and fade? Or are you using your physical time to pursue those things that will never perish, that will never fade away? First and foremost, are you using your physical time to ensure that you are walking rightly with the Lord? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I know it ought to be a no-brainer that if you made your way on a muddy dirt road in the rain to come to church here this morning, that you have already given your heart to the Lord. But have you? I don't want to make that assumption because that's the greatest decision you'll ever make to ensure that your time doesn't end when your biological clock expires. That you have that eternity in the presence of the Lord as opposed to an eternity spent elsewhere. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Do you bow down at the foot of the cross? Do you take up your cross daily and give Him lordship over all in your life? Have you used your physical time to get to that point? Some people, it takes every second of their physical time to get them to that point. And we don't know when that time's going to come. So don't give up on those people that you have. Because once you have reached that point, are you using your physical time to help others reach that spiritual threshold as well? Because that's what you're called to do. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then the next thing you're called to do is to go out and make disciples of others. Are you using all that you have been blessed with in this physical time to ensure that others understand the need to make a spiritual decision as well? If we don't understand spiritual time, we won't use our physical time rightly. And that's what it all boils down to. It's so easy to see the years fly by. It's so easy to see the changes come and go. We lose sight of the fact that tomorrow is promised to no one. That the person sitting next to you may live for another 50 years and you may be gone tomorrow. And we don't know. But we're called to be stewards of what we have to be wise stewards of our time. And so I would just pray to you on this Sunday morning in August. Recognize that you still have time here. And I don't know how long you've got. But every second that you have should be devoted to making sure that the world to come, that spiritual time that never ends, is as great as can be for as many as can be. That's God's charge to you. Take your eyes off of this world and place it fully on Him. In doing so, you bring Him glory, honor, and praise. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray.